Okay, you can get in position. Okay, so this is the pace that you're going to be working at. So it's on the down.
I'm Jonathan Rashad. I'm an adaptive strength and conditioning specialist from Victoria. I work at the Pacific Institute of Sport Excellence, but I'm from Prince George, and I was asked to come up here to help out with the Prince George Cougars training camp. And we're at the Charles Jago Center at University of Northern British Columbia.
Tell me one.
So this is a VO2 max test. Effectively, it measures the ability of the athlete to take in oxygen and use it. So the efficiency of their muscles, their heart, their lungs, and also their drive, their ability to push through difficult situations.
Good. One more minute here.
It's called a Velotron, but it's basically a bike that's on a magnetic flywheel, and it allows us to increase the resistance that the person feels. So kind of like changing gears or kind of like riding up a hill. So the better analogy is probably as they start to cycle, we gradually increase the slope of the hill. There's lots of data we can get from it, but effectively we're trying to figure out how effective their heart, lungs, and muscles are based on what they've done in the off season or just where they're coming in at.
A little slower, a little slower. There you go. That's perfect.
We want to measure what's coming out of him without interference from the outside air. So we calibrate it to what's in the air, because every environment is slightly different depending on how high you are from sea level. Then from there, we measure directly what is coming from his body. So as he's exercising at higher and higher levels, the composition, so what's in, what he is breathing out, changes, and then we can measure those.
Two, one, up.
Keep the same pace.
Same pace, same pace.
Same pace.
Down.
So workload changes. So after the first 6 minutes, every minute it gets harder. So the idea is that if you can go through that full minute, you're able to hit another workload, and potentially you can see a change in the value of how hard they can push. And it's also just motivation, help them get to the next step.
One more. There you go. That's pace.
That's it, Sam.
Come on. 15 more seconds here. That's all I got. Let's go. Down. Come on. Get those feet going. Get them going. We're done.
Awesome.
Keep pedaling. No resistance. Keep pedaling.
Yeah, so it's the same idea as if you did a bunch of sprints or you ran at maximal effort. As soon as you stop, your body wants to keep moving. If you stop, you're just more likely to not feel so good, more likely to maybe puke, so we keep them moving. By definition, this is a maximal test. So, you know, we have an athletic therapist on hand who is trained as a first responder. I myself am an athletic therapist and first responder. They're cleared medically before they do the test, and you go for maximal effort. It's what it is by definition, and that's why we do it in such a controlled environment, and we don't do it with everybody.
Excellent. That's really good, man. You feeling okay? Not lightheaded or anything? A little shaky?
Yeah.